from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, and Johnny Cake Sawville.
Mm-hmm.
That is the foursome. Mike Rizzo joins us at 9, Nats GM. Mike Locksley, head coach of the Terps at 9:45. We've had some people waiting patiently to play Junkerty here on a game show Wednesday. $50 gift card to Wendy's on the line, as well as tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco later this month at Capital One Arena. Who are two contestants here?
All right, let's go to Chris in Gainesville. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Salutations, boys.
Hello, hey, Chris. Good morning.
And let's go, where the heck is Remington, Cakes? You ever heard of that?
Remington. I'm going to guess that's Virginia. I don't know.
Yeah, where's Remington?
It's Fauquier County down near Warrenton and
okay.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It's deep.
Country Bumpkinville.
Yeah. You're Country Bumpkin.
But we appreciate you, sir.
I got a lot of Country Bumpkins in my family. It's cool.
All right, Chris and Brennan, here are the rules. So Junkerty is just 3 questions, a 1-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. We start with the jump ball. That's how you can get control of the board. Say your name if you know the answer. And then if you get it correct, obviously you get the points. All right, we'll do my categories. NFL matchups. The 1-pointer, the jump ball. Say your name if you know the answer.
Say your name.
The Chiefs host this AFC rival in the NFL season opener.
Brennan.
Go ahead.
Ravens.
Yep, that is correct.
Dialed into the schedule.
All right, Brennan's up 1-0. He has control of the board. The 3-pointer, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets open up on the road against this NFC powerhouse.
49ers.
That is correct.
Just smacking them out of the park.
4-0 lead. Chris, you got to hope he misses this last question. The 5-pointer, these teams face each other in Brazil on Friday night.
I'm going to go with, I don't know, this is the hard one, Packers, Eagles.
Winner. Congratulations.
He wins.
Wait, sorry, Chris, she never got in.
He cheated.
Well, you think? I don't know if he had a time.
He wins a...
I didn't know all that.
$50, because you look at the schedule. You look at the...
Yeah, but he said this is a hard one.
Fan.
He said this is a hard one.
I haven't memorized this guy. I only know our opponent. Who cares?
I know.
I
picked the biggies. You didn't know Friday night Brazil?
No, I don't care about it.
If you play fantasy, you've memorized the schedule. You clearly right. don't play fantasy.
Peacock wins
a $50 gift card brought to you by Wendy's. It ain't a party till the sauce gets involved. That's why Wendy's Saucy Nugs Party Pack is 45-ish nugs slathered in honey barbecue, garlic parm, buffalo, or ghost pepper. Savor the drip of Wendy's saucy nugs. Party pack open till midnight or later. Participating locations only. Congrats. Eat a lot of nugs.
Two more contestants. 800-636-1067. I believe Cakes has a category.
I do.
All right, you want me to unlock? All right, put him on hold. All right, there we go. All right, let's go. We got Hugh calling from the. We all know where the Dina is.
Definitely know where the Dina is.
Hugh.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, how famous is Valdez in the Dina?
Who is Valdez?
Oh, okay.
All right, good answer. How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Right, who are the famous people from Pasadena?
Nobody down here who don't know him.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, buddies. All right, let's go to Rich. In Olney. We already know who's famous in Olney.
Of course we know. We know who that person is. What's up, Rich in Olney?
Morning, boys. How you feeling?
We're doing well.
Doing great.
All right, we're going to play NFL wide receiver faces in new places.
Yeah.
The jump ball, the one-pointer. Where's Stephon Diggs this season?
Hugh.
Red.
Hugh's in.
Go ahead, Hugh.
Texans.
That's correct. He's a Houston Texan. The three-pointer. Where is Keenan Allen plying his trade this season?
Bears.
That is correct.
Hugh's up 4-0. Rich needs a mistake.
And to sweep the category, who does Calvin Ridley play for in 2024?
That I don't know.
Oh, chance for Rich to steal and get the win.
Titans,
Rich. Wow. Rich with the O-Town.
Oh, my God.
Against the dub.
Something wrong with our scoring system.
Rich, you're a winner. You get two tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco. It Ain't Right Tour Saturday, September 28th at Capital One Arena. The tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events.
By the way, we need Brennan to call back because he won but did not claim his prize.
Okay, good.
So, Brennan, call back. Hopefully, there's not 100 Brennans calling.
Brennan is the guy from Remington.
I think that's
the guy from Remington. Fauquier County.
I think so.
So you can't fake that.
Brennan, call back.
Area code or whatever.
All right, let's hit the skins now. We do it every morning at this time. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES to get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, Cakes. We do have great listeners. I mentioned earlier that I wasn't able to access that article I wanted to read. The headline is Commanders' relatively light 2024 schedule gives this team a chance. It's written by Sam Fortier. Sam Fortier, whatever we call him.
It's Fortier.
Fortier. Sam comes on the show and covers the team. And I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs here because thanks to a listener, he sent me a gifted article. Case.
Very good.
The Commanders' rebuild starts with a relatively easy schedule that is the lightest in the league by travel.
Ooh.
I think you saw that meme yesterday, or graphic, whatever.
Yeah.
This team travels the least. They travel 10,550 miles.
No.
This year,
their longest trip will be out to Arizona.
I guess. You know, and you figure
it is
certainly.
Well, hold on.
And that's
Philly and the Giants
four.
Are close.
That could hold on.
It's got to be the longest, right?
Yeah, it's the longest. Yeah.
Do we play San Fran this year?
No.
Yeah.
No Niners on the sked.
This year's slate features NFC South, AFC North, as well as the last place finishers from the NFC West. That's Arizona, Chicago, and Tennessee. According to Inpredictable, again, I'm stealing this from Sam, it's the seventh easiest schedule in the NFL. Their bye week isn't until week 14.
That kind of kills you.
You think that kills you?
I mean, I would think you'd want the bye week in, you know, maybe weeks 7, 8, 9, maybe at the latest, maybe 10. 14th late. Don't you think?
Weren't they late last year too? I want to say they were like 13 or 14 last year.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You get rested up for the playoffs though.
Oh yeah.
This is how slow my brain is at 54 years old and how just dumb I am. I'm having a hard time comprehending this sentence. Okay,
you can help me. I'll try to navigate you through it.
The team has a week 14 bye, but does not have a significant rest disadvantage, according to Sharp Football Analysis. So I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around that.
Sharp does a bit. I don't know if I can accurately explain what's a significant rest disadvantage. Warren Sharp has calculated like how many, you know, quick turnarounds they have or extra rest they have depending on the schedule. Like with, like, say a Thursday night game, then do they follow that with a Sunday 1 o'clock kick or Sunday late kick or a prime
time? So even though they have a late bye that Jason was alluding to, they don't have a bunch of like Monday night games and then
short turnarounds
and then a Thursday night game. Or
I think that's
like that.
The gist of it. Now, okay, we'd have to book Warren Sharp to accurately explain.
Well, no team would have a Monday night game and a Thursday night game.
Right, but I say week. Monday night and maybe a 1 o'clock Sunday or something, or whatever the hell it is, whatever the earliest possible.
I think if you read that sentence again, it's two separate things.
Or a Sunday
things.
Thursday, you know what?
It's two separate things, which are favorable for Washington.
Two separate things is making my brain explode.
Like so, I think that if a team has three games in 18 days, that's considered a rest disadvantage,
right?
Or three games in 16 days.
I got it.
That's considered a rest disadvantage.
I got it. But JP's right. I was conflating the bye week and the rest disadvantage. I thought they were talking about like when you have your bye is advantageous or not or whatever.
Like, I think the Ravens at some point during the season in the back half have two games in 10 days. And that would be considered a massive rest disadvantage.
Right.
Well, and then Washington has.
Does it play out? Does Sharp figure out that it actually plays out and you do worse? So I guess that's the point of the stat.
Yeah.
You actually do worse.
Yes.
You just said do.
I know. You do do worse.
Hey, the Commanders have three games in 11 days in one stretch.
How many? Three? Right.
They play the Giants on November 3rd.
Right.
Then they play a week later against the Steelers. Probably and then they play 4 days later in the Thursday night game against the Eagles.
That great.
It's just the quick turnaround.
Yeah, right.
Because then you got to play Philly on a short week.
By the way,
at Philly.
At 8 a.m. today, we're going pick by pick, final pick for the schedule.
Right.
Today, in 48-ish minutes.
And I'm just going to free willy that.
I've got
just,
it right here.
I'm going all tingle.
I've got it right here.
All I know. Just tingle. You got 10 of them. All right. You got 10 wins.
He might have 11.
I already know that.
You've been telling everybody all week.
You don't know that.
You might know it, though. You may know.
I'm very close.
All right. So Pro Football Focus ranked offensive lines, and I have no problem with this. They've ranked the Commanders fairly low, right at the bottom, 27th. Here's the quote, the first paragraph. The Commanders almost completely overhauled their offensive line. Three new starters for 2024. Right now, even though Cornelius Lucas is listed as the second string on their new depth chart, he's scheduled, I believe, to start right now because Coleman, I don't believe, is...
He didn't play in the preseason, did he?
Yeah, and played yet. So, I mean, is it crazy to think maybe he'd start? But maybe he will. Cornelius Lucas or Coleman at left tackle. Then they've got Nick Allegretti, of course, who's expected to play at left guard.
Yep.
Tyler Biadasz will start at center. I think that will be a huge upgrade, actually.
Should be.
They spent
good money on him.
And then, of course, you have your stalwarts on the right side. Sam Cosmi, who, all kidding aside, ranked fourth amongst guards in Pro Football Focus's grades for last year.
How you describe Andrew Wiley as a stalwart?
Well, I know. I did that somewhat tongue-in-cheek.
I like it.
Wiley, though, returns for his second season, much maligned. A lot of us fans like to pick on Wiley. Although I've heard that some people say that the way Kingsbury runs his offense and moves his tackles around and everything, he actually is a good fit for this. So we'll see. We'll see maybe if he doesn't maybe perform a little bit better to our eye.
I wonder if the offense is going to run that quick hitting throws as often as we saw in that second preseason game.
Yes.
I would imagine you got to throw the ball downfield more than that.
Why?
I think they'll take the shots.
They'll take
because
shots.
It was far below the NFL average. in terms of releasing the ball.
Well, look, it's week one. They're going to take their chances, but it's not like they're going to come firing it out there.
There's successful teams that do that, too.
I mean, that's
No. It was below the lowest number last year in terms of, or highest number, whatever you want to say, the fastest to get out the ball last season. The Commanders in game two were below that. Like, if that was 2.2 seconds, they were at like 1.8 seconds. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me.
I think he was getting rid of the ball at 1.8, Jaden Daniels, in the preseason. Yeah. I mean, there'll be some longer developing plays for sure. But by and large, when you have a terrible offensive line, you don't have massive deep threats.
Yeah.
You're going to do what personnel does. And I think that's also what Kingsbury does. I mean, I don't know. I think he'll take shots, but I don't think it's going to be a main feature. But as long as they move the chains, I don't care how they do it.
There'll be some Terry McLaurin over the top deep shots. I mean, they're not going to major in that, but that'll be part of the offense.
They're not stupid. They'll stretch the field a little bit. I think you're also going to stretch the field when they over pursue Jaden and he takes off and Cakes is got his pants down around his ankles. You're going to be excited when you watch Jaden run.
You're probably right.
I might baptize you as a Skins fan.
You're going to baptize me.
This might be the year.
Maybe. You never know.
This might be the year.
I'm vulnerable.
You're very vulnerable. You're very pro JD.
I'm a free agent.
You're a free
agent. I'm an NFL free agent.
You don't consider the Raiders your team anymore?
Oh, he can't.
Have you abandoned the Raiders?
I've divorced the Raiders. It's publicly.
How many Commanders are on your most important fantasy team?
One.
JD.
His name rhymes with Schmaden Schmanuels.
And he's a backup.
Oh, he's,
no, he's
the
a starter.
He's my only quarterback.
I'm
all in. Yeah. All the chips are in the middle.
Can I baptize you?
I don't know. We'll see.
Baptism.
We'll see. I could be vulnerable.
I think you're vulnerable.
I could be susceptible.
Because you're a JD guy.
I could start drinking the Kool-Aid.
Can you think of the bit? We'll get some church music and everything. I don't want to be
holy water.
Listen, I don't want to do anything that's anti. I'm not mocking.
No, no. We'll do it respectfully.
I'm doing it in a respectful way, but I want to baptize him as a Skins fan. Because I was close about 10 years ago, and he bailed. He's like he left the bride.
The one thing that really murdered
altar.
Me was rooting for Daniel Snyder, a Daniel Snyder owned team, and
he really baptized a guy who doesn't know the Riggo drill to maybe school him up a little bit.
Era. Hey, but now I learned him.
Most religions
you get some
are
water
about
from
being
the leaky pipes at FedEx.
Tolerant and forgiving, aren't you? Don't you worship a forgiving God?
100%. I forgive you for not knowing the Riggo drill.
Just forgive me.
He didn't know what the Riggo drill was.
He's the newest Commander.
I think
I'm going to
baptize you because I can tell you've turned a corner.
I don't have to be a weird HTTC guy on Twitter, though, right? Like, I don't have to be a total maniac. Like,
am I an HTTC guy?
No, you're not.
I'm reasonable.
You're rational.
Thank you.
You're a rational person sometimes.
Hey, he's not that rational.
Yes, I am. I'm rational.
He thought Carson Wentz and Sam Howell are going to be silly.
No, 51-49. Go to the tape. But I do back my guys.
Now, if you baptize me as a Commander, say, do I have to be a super diehard? I can just be like a...
No, here's a
medium to above average
here's
Commander's
the test for you. Yes. It has to hurt when they lose.
It's going to be tough for him. There's only one thing that's going to hurt him.
You know what?
Let me
just tell you this. If Daniels plays well and puts up numbers and they lose, he's not going to care too much.
Yeah, I'll be fine with it because...
I know. Fantasy's ruined your brain.
Yeah.
You have to... No. It has to pain you when they lose.
That part might be tough.
You have to come in here and walk into this building knowing that these guys are going to mock you.
Yeah.
And, it's just going to be hell on days after losses.
I don't know that I can make,
he's never going to feel that way.
Valdez will talk about how great the Ravens are.
Yeah.
Drabby will just mock and just say they're always terrible. These two guys, they'll laugh. They don't care. You have to be pained. You only care because of bonuses.
Baptized at the altar of Jaden Christ.
I called Dan Quinn years ago. Years ago. Years.
All right, so now, can I baptize you?
Nah, I'm not that into it.
Yeah, all right, so I can. All right.
But I want him to do well because I like Dan Quinn.
Okay.
And I think he's a good coach.
I believe that, but it needs to hurt.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and Jaden Daniels.
Oh, I can't do that. my mother would kill me.
That's too blasphemous.
That's a little bit too much.
Okay.
That's a little too much.
I still remember when Jason said Dan Quinn won the Super Bowl. We were at the Jim National Harbor together.
That was my guy.
What?
I just don't know if the Commanders losing is just going to hurt me in the ticker.
It has to hurt you.
It's not.
It has to hurt you.
He's too into fantasy.
Then I might still be a holdout.
EB.
I don't know. I'm very close,
he wants to go see an owl during a Commanders game last season.
Oh, by the way, I do.
I know, but now that he's... Jaden Daniels has intrigued
me. I do have to speed back because we are visiting my son in North Carolina this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to
speed back to be home by 4.
I have to be back by 4:25 to watch...
You will be.
The Commanders Bucks.
You can leave by the way, 11.
I have to speed back to the Naval Academy. If anybody's listening over the Naval Academy, can I get on a list?
Get a VIP parking pass?
Because I got to park at the stadium with all my family and friends and take a bus.
Oof.
3 days.
You want an on-campus silly
Can someone at the Naval Academy put me on a list?
Call Pete Medhurst.
I did. I talked to Pete. Pete said it might have been a little late. A little late. And the problem is, listen, it's the military.
Sure, I understand.
I've been at West Point or whatever, Army. Yeah. And you got to be on a list. You got to show your ID and everything. And I'm going to have untold numbers of people with me. So I am a difficult case.
Hold on. So you need a pass not only for you, but
When you go in a car, they got to see everybody's IDs and everything. And I'm not 100% certain. I think I know who will be in my car, but I'm not 100% certain. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're taking the shuttle.
I think I'm taking the shuttle.
I think you're boned.
I think the Naval Academy is sticking it to
you. Yeah. They could be.
Yeah. All right, got to take a break if you want to chime
more.
In.
I haven't barely done anything.
All right, we'll come back with more. 800-636-1067 because we got the depth chart, right?
Yes.
We got the new depth chart.
We want depth chart. Yep.
Yes, tackle that next here in the Junkies. Jason?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And muttering to himself during the break that he needs to have his entries for his football pool in alphabetical order. Guy does a lot of work in that spiral notebook.
He does, man.
I do.
He writes more in a spiral notebook than like an entire elementary school put together. He does a lot of work in there.
Week two, baby.
He's a good commissioner. He keeps everybody abreast of what's happening.
Of course.
Not going to kill him for it. But, man, it's a lot of scribbling, a lot of serial killer scribbling in that notebook.
There's a lot of cash up for grabs.
There certainly is.
All right, let's get back to hitting the skins.
Yeah, love to hit the skins, Cakes.
Who doesn't?
Lurch doesn't.
Nope. Those days are over.
Such a weird answer. All right, so let's do this. I think it'd be more interesting maybe if I let you guys don't look at it.
All right.
Okay. I want you just to give me the first team. The offense I think you could do fairly easily. There might only be one or two curveballs. But go ahead. Give me the let's start with the offensive line. We just went through it in the last segment.
Well, so left tackle, it's going to be either Brandon Coleman or Cornelius Lucas.
They have Coleman listed as one, so I'm assuming that means maybe he'll be ready for week one. I don't know.
Allegretti, the import from Kansas City, is your left guard.
Biotis
is your center.
Right.
Right tackle's right guard is Cosme.
Right.
And Wiley's your right tackle.
Now, PFF, based on last year's grading, that 27th, I'm not going to
you know what?
Argue.
It's not last place. It's not 32nd. That's improvement.
I'm not going to argue.
Carolina was dead
last. I think it's going to be a unit that needs to really be on their game.
They got
to
stay healthy and play well. Yeah.
But I'm going to say this. It's not my primary concern, even though it's a major issue, because I always think you can max protect. You can bring in an extra tight end. You could bring in a running back to chip, those kinds of things.
You've also got a super mobile quarterback.
You got a mobile quarterback who can run. He could get rid of the ball quickly like they did. They're going to scheme around it. Yep. Like, that's the thing that blew my mind. Those losers last year that we had in here coaching, all those losers,
right?
Especially the offensive coordinator loser, he didn't scheme around it like enough. He did it like once or twice, like for a full game. Like, scheme around your mediocre offensive line, give them more help, get rid of the design plays to get rid of the ball quickly. I think you could scheme around
it. He put a lot of pressure on the offensive line.
He put so much pressure on him.
Because he was forcing those guys to block good lines.
Forever.
For a young, inexperienced quarterback.
Right. And eventually it came back.
Kingsbury is going to be balanced.
So this, while I agree, on paper, that ain't a great offensive line.
No, it's not.
I think it will be serviceable.
Bottom third.
Okay, fair. I think it will be serviceable.
I mean, maybe it plays better than bottom third. Maybe
I think it will, because they're going to get rid of the ball quickly. They're going to scheme around it. All right. Tight end. Who's number one on the depth chart? Takes.
Zach Ertz.
By the way, where is Zach Ertz going in your fantasy leagues? What round?
Super late.
Late.
Like,
wow. That's a steal. You should have.
13th through 15th rounds.
Why wouldn't you pick him? He's going to be a baller until he gets hurt.
Other guys better.
He's going to be a baller until he gets hurt.
Maybe in a full PPR, you would consider him late. I need to see kind of what he does. Make sure he's healthy.
You're going to within 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to be rushing to the waiver wire.
You could be correct.
Did he go undrafted in a lot of leagues?
Probably in a lot of leagues undrafted.
Oh, my God.
He went undrafted. I picked him up as a free agent.
That's
freebie.
Insulting. And then listen, when he gets hurt, you cut him.
Because my top two tight ends are hurt.
All right. How many?
Hockenson.
Hockenson's out for the first 4 weeks, and I took Brock Bowers.
How many elite?
But he's questionable. I don't know if he's going to be out, but he's questionable.
How many elite tight ends? Because, you know me, I don't play fantasy. I don't care. It's a pain in the ass. How many elite tight ends are there?
3 to 4.
All right. After that is the next level, what? Like the Logan Thomases?
No.
What's the next level?
Logan Thomas got cut.
Your next level is like your Kyle Pitts's, your Evan Ingram's. I wouldn't put Kittle as elite. He's right outside, I think.
Well, I think
what about like a
good
Jake Ferguson?
Well, what is
Ferguson's
Kittle,
kind of in that
what is
range,
Kittle,
too.
What does he average? 65 catches or so? I mean, I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
I don't know his
catch probably
stuff
right.
My head.
It's probably right.
In that range?
Yeah.
Okay, and then so in your third tiers, you would put Ertz in your third tier, maybe?
You might be like a fourth tier-er.
You're doing that just because he's been hurt the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But what's his ability?
His ability, if
second
he's healthy,
tier.
Is
second
he
tier.
Could be the second guy in targets on the team behind Terry McLaurin.
I'm telling
opinion.
You, insulting that he's going undrafted. All right. Give me the running backs. Well, they really only list one running back.
Rob Eckler and McNichols.
Right. So Robinson is number one.
Yeah.
And according to Keim, it's not going to be a situation like Jason was arguing, and I think JP, that Eckler is going to eventually get the bulk of the carries. It's Robinson's the primary back.
Yep.
They love his physicality and everything. And Eckler's the third down back. It's
looking like I'm
going to
lose my bet with Cakes unless things change.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
By the way, Kittle had 65 catches for 1,020 yards.
I nailed that.
Six touchdowns.
My tingle just nailed 65. Boom.
Your tingle meter, silly.
What? Let's go to Dan. Drabby says I got to go to Dan.
Danny.
Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, boys. What's
Hello,
up,
Dan.
Guys?
Good morning.
What's up?
I woke up this morning and I put on your show like I always do every single morning.
Thank you.
And I just was stunned when I saw EB.
Why?
EB looks like a completely different person.
Why?
I mean, I haven't seen.
I haven't shaved in days.
EB, you look like you got a little sparkle in your eye. You look awake. I mean, usually you're half asleep at the 6 a.m. hour.
That's true.
Hey, this is
spring.
This is what happens when you start talking.
You were ready to put the armor on and defend yourself.
Yeah.
And he said,
he's giving you props.
I don't understand why you think I look good, because I have low self-esteem right now.
He's just saying you look energetic.
Yeah.
The last time you looked this good or sounded this good was RG3. I mean,
he's ready for
honestly,
skin season.
So you think the Jane Daniels hype is making me more attractive?
I think it is, man. Yeah. I think you looked pretty good today. You look, and the biggest thing is just the fact that you look like you're into the show.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely into it today.
Hold on. Yesterday did I not look like I was into it?
Not like today, man. Not like
really,
today.
Really.
But what is it?
I feel like I've been pretty locked in this week.
What is it about today, though? Just because we're talking more Commanders?
I don't know. I think maybe it's just a build up to the first game. It's finally like
mounting. He's like feeling the anticipation
it
is there.
Right. Yeah, he's feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it because I do have pretty low self esteem. I feel like I'm a little bloated. I feel like
you said you were going to shave. You didn't shave.
I'm going to shave today.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
shave.
You got a glow. You got a glow to you today.
Wow, really?
I mean, Dan, I think I wants to go on a date with you.
Yeah. Well, I don't really want to go on a date with him. But
nah, let's not do that.
Okay.
Anyway,
what's
up? Right,
hey, I need your prediction on the season. Let's see if you have any credibility.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm an Eagles fan. So.
Oh, you're an Eagles fan? Did you know that? Did you know he was an Eagles fan?
No.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to you guys since 2000 when I moved here. So.
Right. So who do you think is the most attractive junkie?
Well, I mean, it sounds like he's a Team EB.
Oh, man. That's tough, man. That's tough. I mean,
who do you think it's between?
any other day, EB, you're not even in the top. You're not even in the top two, but I will put you in the top two today, brother.
All right, who's number one then?
It's got to be Lurch.
There you go. See, he likes me.
He loves the papa.
He ain't that. He's kind of pasty looking.
This is weird. This is weird.
Doesn't get that much sun.
What do you mean? I play golf. I get sun.
Yeah,
on my
but
face.
You're Irish or something.
Yeah,
he's fair little, skin.
Got Irish, Danish in me.
You know that money tan.
Tan. Right, you know what? Tans are overrated.
They are overrated. Right. I agree.
All right. Well, you're losing me a little bit here, Dan. But okay, I appreciate the call.
Sorry, boy.
All right. Thank you.
Later.
Bye, Dan.
Are you telling the Redskins hype?
Said you have a glow to you.
I might have a little bit of glove. I do have an extra kick. I mean, the football season starts tomorrow.
I know.
My daughter's coming into town.
Hey, who's bringing in the 9.5% IPAs?
You are.
9.5? I don't believe
it. Do it. Rock it.
Do you know that I'm a grown-ass man who some might say borderline alcoholic. And I go to restaurants, and they give me the beer list. I never know what to order. I just
paralyzed by it.
I don't even know what I like. Do I like pale ale, IPA? I don't know anything.
Just ask the waiter or waitress, what do you have on tap?
I don't know what to choose. I never know, because I'm not a beer guy. Mm. I like liquor.
Well, then order a mixed drink.
Yeah, but I'm with a bunch of beer people.
Well, you can do you.
I can do
if
me.
If I'm with a bunch of dorks that love bourbon, I still will order a beer.
Yeah, but
do you
I'm
have
not,
a go-to at any
even,
point?
Let me give you an example. I might not even really want to drink because it's early. It's a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to drink, so I don't want to order liquor. But everyone's ordered a beer, so I want to be part of the crowd, get a beer. I don't know what beers
top shelf liquor.
I don't know what my favorite beer is.
Okay.
So you know what? This is an honest-to-God true story. This is not fake. Honest-to-God, swear on all my children.
Order Surfside.
Very good.
Nicely done. What I did. Order Surfside.
Well done.
That was my answer.
Perfect.
Hit a Surfside.
Which kind?
Strawberry?
No. I'll be honest with you, I wanted the strawberry. They only had the iced tea lemon, which is fine. I like that. But the strawberry's a little sweeter.
The Surfsides are dangerous because I pick it up and I take a gulp. I set it down. And then I pick it up. I'm like, there's not much left. After the first gulp a little more. Put it down. And then there's just like a little pinger left in the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like there's like half an ounce. They just go down so smooth.
Another freebie.
Go down with the quickness.
Another freebie for Surfside, who are huge sponsors of the show. We're huge proponents of.
We'd love to be equity partners at some point. I just need to throw that
out there. They were aerating or whatever they were doing. I don't even know. They were doing something over at Norbeck. Mm-hmm. So we asked if they could just hook us up over at Manor down the street. And then Manor people have always been really nice.
Well, it's reciprocity.
So we went over to Manor. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I enjoy that place. And at the turn, we wasn't going that great. Needed a little cocktail, something to lighten the mood.
You need a pick-me-up.
And we said, where are the Surfsides? There's no Surfsides?
Right.
No Surfsides in here. She said, everyone's asking for the Surfsides.
Everyone's.
And we're working on it. Made a phone call.
Yeah.
Next day, Surfsides delivered. Manor now stocked. So all the members over there can thank your boy.
Love it.
I hooked you.
Mm-hmm.
Made a call. Bobby Blicky. And now they've got it.
It's fantastic.
I hooked Bobby Blicky because I gave him a new account.
hooked everybody.
It's a good thing.
All what the way around. About these? Pretty good.
I actually did the same thing at a club.
Yeah, I did the same thing too at Northwest.
Look
at the
tentacles just spreading out. I love it.
Yeah.
Connect people.
Bobby owes us a kickback.
Yeah. I could use a couple cases. I got some guests coming to the house this weekend. Coming today, Lurch.
How many?
Is this a bad move? I got friends, dear friends of ours, flying in from Tampa. But my daughter has a massive game today. And so I told him to take an Uber to the house.
It's fine.
Is that okay?
Of course it's okay. What are you, as a chauffeur? Opposed to- you're expected to pick them up?
I mean it's nice close if you're friends. Available. But- put it this way. When I go to Tampa and visit, they pick me up at the airport.
Right.
They, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
You'll get over it.
Is this the week where you have all the people coming in? You got a big catering deal?
Yeah, on Saturday.
All the people.
Like 50 people.
Sounds expensive.
That's another reason why your head would explode.
Yeah.
That's why they clean the house.
Houses. Yeah. I cleaned it, painted it,
Angel's finally done.
Today.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do?
Get it in.
You know what, though?
Last
second.
What
I'm going to do when I go home? I'm going to do this. Sleep, and I'm going to wake up and be like, oh, it's time to drive to MGM. Let me see cards. Oh, I'm not going to do any work.
Oh, but you know what? October 2nd, though, your boy.
I'm putting you on the schedule.
Thank you.
You're on the sked.
Yeah, hotel. Make sure I have my...
Yeah, you'll be good.
Whistle.
You'll be covered.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
As if you need that.
You got to have
I'm going to do it at the poker table.
No, you can't do that. You get thrown right out of the room.
Here's the thing. I hate this. My mower guys don't come until Friday. So we've had a lot of rain of late. So the lawn looks a little bit hurting. And I don't have a lawnmower. My wife made me throw away my lawnmower.
So did you ask Angel to do that for you?
No. He didn't drive around with it. He didn't have a lawnmower.
I bet he can pull it off.
You know what? Those freeloaders are staying at your house. They can deal with the grass being a little bit
high. Well, I just wanted to present it nice.
It's all good.
Got to look good.
What would you do?
I'm
they come
cut.
Friday.
Yeah, you got to call some sort of a landscaping service.
Have today?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you got a day. You got one more day.
They're coming tonight.
Oh. Borrow my mower, EB. I've got one.
I know that's
you're
gonna not
you're
going to
put it
happening.
In the back of your trunk and drive it down
you
270?
No, I said you can come get it.
No, I won't. I'll be too busy playing poker. I'm too busy. I'm a busy person.
All right, we're way back up.
Coming up next, what move is becoming popular for the young ones in the bedroom? So I saw this story a couple days ago. And I sometimes tease Cakes that he has Pavlovian responses to certain things. He just does, right? He'll make... I can't think of one of the
same zing every single time.
Right.
Yeah.
Certain things come up.
You mean tried and true funny zings that always make people laugh?
Right.
Yeah. Those zings?
Yeah, those.
But it's not even just zings.
Yeah.
Like, I know if I bring up this topic, which I'm going to,
you
will then bring up Michael Hutchence and In Excess. And it has to do with erotic asphyxiation.
Right.
No, that's a little bit different because what you're talking about is autoerotic asphyxiation, which is different than I think what the story is.
Okay.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
There's
lines Cakes of demarcation. Is into what the story is.
That is true.
Cakes and Amy like
but I just know that whenever we bring up a topic like this, he'll go into the In Excess guy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just certain.
The guy
but
from,
I have to admit.
David Carradine from Kung Fu. Yeah. I think he met the same thing.
I have to admit, I must have the same Pavlovian response because I saw the story. Instead of being like, oh, I'm intrigued about the story, I thought of Cakes.
Right.
So the story is that
Cakes and Amy
young people.
You see that giggle?
This is very
that's an uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable giggle because he can't defend himself.
What we're talking about here.
A new study says young people, it's becoming almost commonplace now.
Right.
And the why is pretty simple. Exposure through pornography.
Is that a big part of porn?
Choking is what Cakes likes to say.
I'd be lying if I said I haven't seen it at some point. I would be a big liar.
Yeah. I don't know that I see a lot of that.
I don't know if that was my...
is that your inspiration?
I don't know if that was my gateway drug. I don't know.
But before, it's...
Drabby,
like choking was rare, but now they're saying that choking has become mainstream.
It's mainstream.
Are we talking about for females? I don't think males are getting choked.
No, correct.
Girls like to be roughed up a little. It's like that whole Christian Grey thing.
Mm.
Oh, from 50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of Grey.
Mm.
That's like 15 years ago.
I know, but they've tapped into something.
Maybe they have.
I never saw that, by the way.
Never saw the movie. Never read the book. Definitely didn't read the book.
I feel like it was more for chicks.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's more for
geared towards women, yes.
Yeah.
Is it becoming acceptable?
How would I know? Oreo Cakes is how old it is.
I mean, it's acceptable for your pal.
Hey, let me ask you something.
I don't know what to tell you.
When you do that, is it a request or is it just an instinct that you have?
It's not a request.
It's an instinct.
Just comes up. Just happens.
You have that primal instinct.
It's a go with the flow type of deal.
So weird.
You never know what's going
to
happen.
What does she do back to you?
You don't need to know all these intimate details. You know enough.
But there's not a restricting of the airflow, right?
Again, it's very.
That's taken to the next level.
It's not super aggressive.
Yeah. What about
it's slightly aggressive?
What about like smothering the cakes? the drabbies.
No, there's something going on.
Cakes he's not going to allude to.
Cakes has a fetish that he's.
I have a fetish
that you're afraid to tell us about.
No, you guys. All you guys are doing is digging for more information. You have enough information. I've divulged the.
He is in a consensual relationship.
He's holding back, huh? He's holding back.
I'm not holding back
anything.
You're
uncomfortable. I'm
on the hot
seat
right now.
Maybe there's some play on the backside.
What is the difference, though, Cakes, between the erotic asphyxiation and the autoerotic? Just that it's got to be car?
Autoerotic asphyxiation is when you hold
autoerotic,
you
go in a closet, you hang yourself.
Yeah, like you're trying to accentuate the
silly
feeling.
So it's not an auto.
Okay. No, it's not in a car. No, Ricky.
It's not in the back of a bus.
Did you actually think that's a funny thing?
He knows it. No. JP being funny.
Look at his awkward face. Like,
no. JP knows that was. JP was being funny. I'm going to give him credit.
I know Michael Hutchins did the.
Yes.
Did the
JP
bit.
Was yeah. being funny there yeah. about these.
Did you really know auto means self or not know auto means self?
No, he knew
autonomy. Like autonomy? Yes, I did.
He knew it.
No, he knew that. That was actually JP. That was a funny.
I thought JP was funny. Is that a rarity?
But the hanging.
But I'll say this: I've never been intrigued by the autoerotic asphyxiation. You can just go to the next plane, and it feels silly enough as it is to me.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I don't need anything extra.
I'm good with the level of silliness that I don't need to. I don't need it heightened.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be delicate here.
Right. Have you ever left a mark?
No, no marks. I'm good. I know where the line is.
You do?
Yeah. There's always a line.
Like there's tiny dainty hands can leave marks.
These are medium to large size hands.
Those are not large. In no world are those large. Maybe in like North Korea.
I'm telling you, I feel like OJ putting on the glove. Sometimes the glove is too tight.
I think there's callus-free hands leave any kind of mark.
I do have the beginning of a callus right here. I'm not sure what it's from either.
Tennis?
No, it's my left hand. Yeah. Why would I have it on my left hand? I'm a righty.
Backhand? Or are you one-handed backhand?
You don't switch hands?
I'm a man. I don't hit a backhand with two hands. Come on. What are we doing here? I don't hit two-handed backhands.
I'm sure Andre Agassi didn't hit two-handed backhands.
I know some guys use two-handed backhands.
Well, like 90% of the tour.
I'm a one-handed backhand guy.
Tiafoe's two-handed backhand silly.
I mean, what is this, the 1970s?
Tiafoe's two-handed backhand silly. He can turn anything. He can guide anything in. He's unbelievable.
Hey, let's not forget who beat him in Wii tennis.
This guy. That's a great bragging right.
Of course
right.
it is. My greatest athletic accomplishment
that
of my life.
Is that in your Twitter bio? It should be.
I should put that in there.
That should be in your Twitter bio.
Tiafoe's going to beat Fritz.
Because Fritz
is just too slow for Tiafoe's just going to move him around.
I hope he does. I hope he beats his ass.
Tiafoe's playing incredible tennis right now.
Rooting hard for him.
Didn't he get to the semis last year?
2 years ago, I think.
Was it 2 years ago?
You know who Tiafoe loves? He loves the Terps. He loves Loxley, who's coming on at 9:45. Yeah. Boys with him.
Yeah. You know how bitter I am that an American's going to be in the final of the U.S. Open, and that final is going to take place during NFL Sunday.
Oh, that hurts.
Like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
It's the first time in how many years? 15 years? An American's been in a Grand Slam final?
Yeah, but
you know what they should do?
Fritz,
you know what they should do? They should have it on Monday. They should push it back to Monday. That's what they should do.
It's got to be Tiafoe. If it's Fritz.
Oh, we're on Team Tiafoe for sure.
Team Tiafoe, big.
I don't care about Fritz. I couldn't pick him.
Fritz has a silly, though.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, they all have sillies.
I know. I'm just saying.
He's walking around with a Oink, oink.
My girl is in the semis for the women.
Which one? Sabalenka?
Sabalenka.
She's kind of annoying.
Oh, I love her.
I don't get sized.
I get a little bit sized.
You get sized, Courtney.
I like the tall girls.
You love
with
all the
nice,
Euros.
She's got great legs.
Big Euro fan.
Nice. What?
All the tennis players have great legs.
I like Navarro, too. She's a cute little New Yorker.
Yeah, Navarro.
But I'm rooting for Sabalenka. Did you see Sabalenka, who last year lost to Coco in the final, and everyone was booing her, and they were all rooting for Coco? And she said, I'll buy you drinks tonight if you're rooting for me against Navarro.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Coming
She's
up
got
next.
Sneaky good personality.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Coming up. Take your word for it.
Her boyfriend. Well, you know what her boyfriend did.
Coming up next, we're going to make our official Commanders season predictions.
Got them right here.
We've done them before, but this is the last time before the season
this
starts.
Is it.
That's next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.